I really miss the good old days of anime. My name is Amin Parker. Back in the day, my favorite anime duo was Kyone and Mihoshi from the Tenchi Muyo series. Oh yeah, those two girls were so funny together. The question though is, why wasn't Kyone added to the later Tenchi Muyo OVAs? The answer is basically Kyone Makibi originated from the Hasegawa novels, which was written after the OVA number 1 series, the very first OVA, and concurrently with the second OVA and later. Naoko Hasegawa was the dialogue writer for the first OVA and a guest who wrote some of the Tenchi Universe episodes. For example, The Daughter of Darkness, Manatsu no Eve, was adapted from this book series. As far as I know, it was around something like book 10 of 12. The first OVA director, Hiroki Hayashi, drew Kyone Makibi for the first time for Hasegawa as a favor. But Masaki Kajishima drew her subsequently
for Hasegawa
first book, also as a favor, and was the first to give her her bandana and Galaxy Police uniform. Kyone was first animated in the Tenchi special episode called Mihoshi Special, Hayashi's second and last purely Tenchi project, which is a standalone episode, its own continuity, and was practically a test pilot for how well Tenchi Universe and Pretty Sammy could do. Masaki Kajishima has always followed his own original continuity, having started it in doujins before the first Tenchi anime was even released, and was acknowledged as the Tenchi world creator by Hasegawa in her first book. She didn't even know Washu was supposed to be one of the three goddesses until partway through her second book. He doesn't take elements from later alternate universes, no matter how popular they are. It would be like him adopting Nagi from Tenchi Universe, Yume from the manga, Achika from Tenchi the movie and love, or Momo from AI Tenchi. I don't think it's him being mean. They just don't fit in with his pre-existing framework. He'd have to shuffle things around to accommodate people who are, after all, building off from his original work and not the other way around. He also published the character of Noike in at least if not having her in mind earlier, just like Minaho was published back then already, but only appeared in the third OVA, The Galaxy Police, as far as I know, and as a major character now. He's mentally like 30 steps ahead of the anime itself, which has its upsides and downsides. But at the end of the day, I will always like Mihoshi and Kiyone. When they paired up for the first time in the Mihoshi special, you can tell both characters had a chemistry that was unparalleled. From Tenchi, the movie In Love, to The Daughter of Darkness, Kiyone and Mihoshi has had many fantastic interactions. Very funny, very comedic. Kiyone has always came across as a parent type to Mihoshi, who was sort of like a childlike in comparison to Kiyone. But they always strike me as a wonderful duo, full of comedic laughs and ridiculous interactions that could only put a smile on your face. Like I said, these two characters pull on my heartstrings in the anime world. I will always miss Kiyone and Mihoshi. Well, this is Amin Parker, and that's all I got for this one. Just reminiscing on the Tenchi Muyo series. Until next time, this is Amin Parker, and I'm out.